Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Burt Show.
Look, will you guys help me out here? If you have a teen driver, I am just curious. If we open up the Burt Show Book of Records, what are you paying? Who is paying the most in car insurance for your teen? I want to compare it to what I am now paying. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. I will not reveal that number until I hear what you guys are paying.
Okay.
Just to see if we match up. I realized over the weekend that if I get a call from my kid on the weekend, that kid's going to cost me, that call is going to cost me about $1,000. My kid doesn't call me on the weekends just to say, "Hey, Dad, how you doing? Hey, Dad, what's going on in your life? Hey, Dad, would you like to watch some sports this weekend?" No, that's not what it is. If I get a call from my kid over the weekend, it's, first of all, I'm okay. And then that means I know there's been an accident. But I ran into a blank, or something ran into me. Or in this case, I ran into a pole.
Those poles just jump out of everywhere, don't they?
Yeah, they move sometimes.
Yeah. So I guess he looked down. He has one of those monitors, you know, that he's got CarPlay on it. He was in his school parking lot, and I guess the screen went wonky, and he looked down to adjust the screen. And when he did that, he was going around a corner.
Oh, no.
There was a pole there. He ran right into the pole, man. And he must have been going at a fairly decent clip.
Yeah.
At least the way it was reported to me, and I was in New York City at the time by him and his mom, is that, "Hey, all this is okay. It's just a fender bender. I think we're going to be okay, but we need to let you know what's going on with the car." So then they sent me a screenshot of the car. Their definition of a fender bender and mine are two totally different things. What is your definition of a fender bender?
Like a little bump, little dent, scratch, something like.
If the fender is non-existent and has been knocked off, that's not a fender bender.
It's a fender goner.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. I'm going to have to bring back the picture up here. Yes, I think half of the fender is off.
That right side of the card got pretty jacked.
The fender has to be there for it to be a fender bender.
Yeah. And the wheel was bent in such a way where it wasn't horizontal anymore. It was parallel to the ground, hanging on to the axle by what looked like a thread to me. So he hit the pole in just the right spot. I don't know if the axle is bent now. It's in the shop. I got a call yesterday from them eyeballing it. I'll have an estimate today. I am not happy.
Oh, you shouldn't be. It didn't look good.
It looks real bad. And now it's in this little tweener stage here that, look, the insurance on this car is so high right now that do I want to pay this out of pocket? But it is a lot of money. Or do I get rid of the car? I'm in this weird tweener stage. But when I found out how much I was already paying in insurance, I'm like, if I file another claim, this might be the largest monthly bill that I have ever seen in my life. I'll tell you what I'm paying now. Let me take these calls first. Hey, Paula, good morning. Just curious, as we compare insurance, what are you paying for your teen's insurance monthly?
$326.
Bert, do you beat $326?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in comparison, though, I do have a girl, and that makes a big difference.
Does it?
Apparently it does.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, it makes a huge difference, like from from her peers, it could be $200 a month difference between a boy and a girl.
Oh,
to insure them.
Oh, I'm a beach.
That's great.
I'm going to prove that to you. Okay. Here is Mallory. Good morning, Mallory. Just curious. Hi. How are you this morning? How old is your teen? How old is your teen driver?
It's actually my car insurance. It's not my teen. It's my car insurance. But it's $400 a month.
$400 a month
for the teenager. You got to pay $400, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's on.
Bert, do you beat $400?
Oh, come on.
Okay, we're climbing, though.
Ooh. That's amateur stuff right there, man. Yeah, we're climbing.
Okay, here we go. Let's keep going. I feel like we're doing prices right and the little guys yodeling and going up the mountain.
I'm just getting angrier as I'm taking these calls. I didn't realize I would have this visceral reaction. Good morning, Amber. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yes. We are ready.
So I have a girl.
Yep.
And it's $700.
$700.
Can you top it, Bert?
$700.
Bert Weiss, do you pay more in car insurance for your teenager than $700?
I sure do, Kristen.
Oh, come on.
Dang, wow.
What? Okay. I sure do.
Hey, there go hello man. Just climbing.
At this rate, just get your teen an apartment somewhere.
Yes.
Shove him in there.
Here's Haley now. Good morning, Haley. You're on the Bert Show. The amount of money you are spending every month in insurance on your teens.
So, unfortunately, it's not my teen. I was the teen. And this was 10 plus years ago.
Yep.
My dad was paying up around $3,000.
Whoa! What did you do?
Were you getting a daily accident? What happened?
Well, I totaled several cars. But ultimately, I kind of wish he would have taken my car, made me go to driving school, and taken the bus for a bit.
Yeah, well.
Like paying attention type of thing. Like, I wasn't paying attention. I was busy doing my hair and my makeup.
Yeah, I'm,
Wow.
Do you, please tell me.
Come on.
I'm not paying that much.
Okay.
No, I'm not. She beat me there. Good morning, Kristen. You were on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, it's Christy.
Christy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
What?
I got you guys beat, I swear to God.
Okay.
So my daughter had gotten into, she's 17 now, but when she was training for her, to get her license, she actually ran into my garage door.
Neat.
And we had to replace all three of them because they didn't make that garage door anymore.
Of course.
And then she got into another accident just a few months ago. I paid, this is a discount for 6 months, $5,109.
So, Bert, that comes to $851 a month. Are you paying more for your son's car insurance than $851?
Are you ready?
I don't think so.
This deserves a drum roll.
Okay. All right, here we go.
$993.
Oh, my God.
$993. $993.
And wait, that's not with this accident on it?
Not with this accident.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm in this position, and he's the good son driver in my family. Now, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Pops has gotten into a couple of accidents the last couple of years. Also, I ran my truck into my garage.
Twice.
So I'm paying a pretty hefty fine of sum for mine, too. But it's not that. My son is, I'm paying $993. So now with this accident I can't run this thing through insurance again.
No.
My business manager is like, you can't. Yeah, she's angrier at my son than I am.
Abby, add this to the list.
Oh, yeah. Reason not to. Yeah, $1,000 for car insurance.
Yeah, that's
triple what I pay.
Here is Christy. Good morning, Christy. You are on The Bert Show. Hello.
Good morning. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning on my way to work.
Thank you.
Actually, reason I called is because I am a insurance agent. It's what I do for a living every day, and I personally apologize to parents when they call my office and tell me they have a 16-year-old driver that they're adding to their policy.
Look, what is the highest amount that you have seen per month?
So, I'm actually in the state of Michigan, and $700-$800 a month is not uncommon. It's based on the MVR, so when you get into an accident and things like that happen and you have to file a claim, Bert, you're not wrong. It's absolutely true that it's better for you if you can pay for it out of pocket to not file that claim, because the insurance company essentially ends up surcharging the policy every time you file a claim.
Damn.
But what is, Christy, in your line of work, and obviously without disclosing names or anything, but what's the highest rate you ever saw personally?
I've seen $2,200 a month.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Nope.
So I don't exactly know what I'm going to do with this car, man. And the thing is,
time to get a scooter. Scoot, baby.
Look, this is what I've been doing. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah.
Chevrolet. He may be on the mo plan, man. Chevrolet. What'd you say?
Chevrolet. That's my insurance bill every month.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.